There's some things I believe that the Lord wants to say to us to tie this together for us, so that we can be better. Amen. God's trying to build us up. Amen. That's all He wants to do, to build us, to transform us, to make us more like Jesus. Amen. Amen. He wants us to be conformed to the image of the Son. And so much of that is to take His teachings and then walk it out.
Right. Mm-hmm.
What good is it to come into church and to come into Bible study or even to sit down and read your word and to take it in but then don't do it?
Amen. Amen.
God says we have to be doers of the word, because it's in our doing that the blessing is realized. Amen.
Amen.
And so God is speaking unto us, and I pray that we're taking it to heart.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Speak the word only. Last week we looked at Matthew chapter 8. This week we're going to look at James chapter 3. So I ask you to turn there. James chapter 3. And as you do, the question goes out, and this is only for you to answer within your own heart. But God spoke to us last week and said, speak the word only. Because we have to be careful of what comes out of our mouths, right? Death and life are in the power of our tongue. And so we have to be careful of what we speak, because we can speak death or we can speak life. And so on the past week, each one of us has to ask ourselves, how did we do on this past week? Speaking the word only. Amen. That's for you. That's a question to contemplate. Mm-hmm. How did I do on the last week of speaking the word only? Did I claim the victory at every turn? Did I proclaim the promise of God every opportunity I had?
Mm-hmm.
Or did I slip up a little bit and talk about the situation as it is? Did I speak defeat over my life or somebody else's life? Even I might not have been thinking about it consciously, but did it come out?
Right.
Amen.
Because if we're not mindful of this, then we're just going to go about doing what we do.
Right.
But God is speaking this to us because He wants us to be mindful. How many of you know it is so important to be aware of what we're doing?
Mm-hmm.
Right? We can't mindlessly live. We have to be aware of what we're doing. Amen. And God wants us to be aware. And He's saying this, speak the word only. Speak what I say. Speak my word over your life. Amen.
Amen.
Now, no matter how much or how well or how poorly we did on this past week, here's the truth. We're going to do better this week.
Amen.
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 Amen. We're going to do better this week.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to do better the week after that.
Yes.
And in every week that goes forward, we're going to do better by the grace of God.
Amen.
At speaking the word only. How many believe that?
Amen.
We're going to do better.
Amen.
Why? Because we want to do better.
Yes.
Amen. Because if God has taken the time to share something with us, it's important for our lives. How many of you know that?
Yes.
So we are going to do better this week, amen? Speaking the word only. And when we do, watch out.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Watch out. But now let's look at James chapter 3. Let's look at the scripture and then we'll pray and get right into the word. James chapter 3, verse number 1. We'll read down to verse number 12. I'm going to read from the Amplified Version this morning, amen? James chapter 3. The word says, not many of you should become teachers, self-constituted censors and reprovers of others, my brethren. For ye know that we teachers will be judged by a higher standard and with a greater severity than other people. Thus we assume the greater accountability and the more condemnation. For we all often stumble and fall and offend in many things. And if anyone does not offend in speech, never says the wrong things, he is a fully developed character and a perfect man, able to control his whole body and to curb his entire nature. If we set bits in the horses' mouths to make them obey us, we can turn their whole bodies about. Likewise, look at the ships. Though they are so great and are driven by rough winds, they are steered by a very small rudder wherever the impulse of the helmsman determines. Even so, the tongue is a little member, and it can boast of great things. See how much wood or how great a forest a tiny spark can set ablaze. And the tongue is a fire. The tongue is a world of wickedness set among our members, contaminating and depraving the whole body, and setting on fire the wheel of birth, the cycle of man's nature, and being itself ignited by hell. For every kind of beast and bird, of reptile and sea animal, can be tamed and has been tamed by human genius. But the human tongue can be tamed by no man. It is a restless, undisciplined, irreconcilable evil, full of deadly poison. With it we bless the Lord and Father, and with it we curse men who were made in God's likeness. Out of the same mouth come forth blessing and cursing. These things, my brethren, ought not to be so. Does a fountain send forth simultaneously from the same opening fresh water and bitter? Can a fig tree, my brethren, bear olives, or a grapevine figs? Neither can a salt spring furnish fresh water. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we come before your throne right now, acknowledging you as God. And Father, we thank you that we are your people. And Father, we come to hear your voice right now. Father, we need a word from you, a word that will strengthen us, a word that will guide us, a word even, O God, that will correct us and put us on the right path. Father, speak the words that we need to hear. And Father, we bless you, O God, for just loving us so much and taking the time to be mindful of where we are and to bring us even to a better place. Do it now, God, by your word and by your spirit. We yield unto you now. And Father, I pray that everyone under the sound of my voice will be supremely blessed today.
Yes.
And Father God, that they will leave this place changed. Father God, we give you glory and we give you honor now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Speak the word only. And, you know, last week, it was, you know, we were looking in Matthew chapter 8, and the centurion had come to Jesus and said, "My servant is sick. Come, you know, my servant is sick." And Jesus immediately said, "I'll come and heal him." That's the heart of Jesus, amen, that the minute he knows we have a problem, he wants to come and fix it. Amen. He said, "I'll come and heal him." And the centurion said to him, "No, you don't have to come to my house." He said, "But speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed." And Jesus responded to this by saying he hadn't seen so great faith in all of Israel as this centurion had said. Because the centurion said something. He said, I too am a man under authority. He said, "I speak to this man and tell him go, and he goes. I speak to this man and say come, and he comes, and do this, and he does it." He said, "So all you need to do is speak the word only." And Jesus was amazed because that man understood authority. But he said, "I'm a man under authority, not I'm a man in authority." Real power does not come by you being in authority. Real power comes when you and I are under authority. Because when we're under authority, amen, instead of trying to be in authority, see, when people are in authority, they try to tell other people what to do. But when you're under authority, you just say stuff. And you know that you got somebody over you who, if somebody doesn't want to listen, will take care of the situation. Right? Right? If I'm under authority, I'm on my job, and I tell you, and I'm your supervisor, but I'm under authority, and I know I'm under authority, move this over there. I'm not moving anything.
Right.
Okay. But I'm under authority. So guess what? I'll just tell the person who I'm under authority what you just said.
Right. Right.
I ain't fighting with you.
That's right.
Guess what? That boss gonna be moved.
Yeah.
That's right.
You understand? And here we are as God's people when we know we're under His authority. See, now we don't have to try in our own strength to try to get things done.
Right.
Wow.
We speak to mountain. Mountain go, I ain't moving. You go, okay, we'll see about that.
Right, right.
Right? Because we're under. That's how power works. Power works from the top down. It doesn't just come from you. Yeah, God has given us authority, but we are still under authority. That centurion understood how authority and power works. And Jesus said, I haven't seen faith like this in all of Israel, because all you say, he said, speak the word only. And I know that that sickness, which is not from you, has to respond to your power.
That's right.
And that man's servant was healed. Amen. According to that man's faith. Now, we said last week, amen, the centurion wasn't even saved. He's not Jewish heritage, he's Roman. Amen. But he believed enough in Jesus' power. But you know, he's not the only one who says, speak the word only. Turn with me to John chapter 12. And let's see what Jesus says. Because what he says here is something that is important for us as we set our hearts to allow God to transform us so that we too can go around speaking the word only. Mm-hmm. Jesus spoke a word.
Yeah.
That man's servant was healed. Mm-hmm. Can Jesus speak a word and get you out of debt?
Amen. Oh, yes.
Can Jesus speak a word and give you a new job?
Yes.
Can Jesus speak a word and transform your life?
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
Let's look at John chapter 12, verse number 49. Jesus says, "For I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me, he gave me a commandment what I should say and what I should speak. And I know that his commandment is life everlasting. Whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as the Father said unto me, so I speak." What's Jesus saying here? He said, I don't say what I feel like saying. I don't say what I feel like saying. He said, I don't speak of myself. He said, but I get commandment from the Father. Look what he says in verse 50. Whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as the Father said unto me, so I speak. What's he saying? I say what the Father says. I don't say what I feel like saying. Even as the Father said unto me, so I speak. That's good teaching right there.
Amen.
Even as the Father said unto me, so I speak. What you got to say about it, brother? Even as the Father said unto me, so I speak. Sister, what you think about? Even as the Father said unto me,
so I speak.
Jesus said that. He said, I'm not going to say what I feel like saying.
Wow.
Even as the Father said unto me, so I speak. What he said? I say what the Father said. And the Father speaking nothing but
the Word.
So Jesus, amen, he says, listen, I'm not going to say what I feel like saying. I'm not going to say what the crowd thinks I'm going to say. I'm going to listen to what my Father is saying. And even as the Father says unto me,
so I speak.
Wow. I'm going to say the same thing.
Amen.
Let's turn to John chapter 14, verse number 23. Jesus says there, if a man love me, he will keep my words.
Yes.
And my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. He that loveth me not, keepeth not my sayings. And the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. Jesus here saying it again. I'm not saying what I feel like saying. If you hear me say something, it's because the Father has said that to me. So what's he saying? Right? What's he saying? He's saying, even as the Father says unto me, so I speak. I'm not going to say any old thing I want to say. But it's not just Jesus.
Right.
Amen. Let's keep going. Verse 25. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. So the Holy Spirit, when he brings things to our remembrance, when he speaks unto us, he's not saying what he wants to say. He's only saying what Jesus has already said. And Jesus said, the only things I say is what the Father says. So all three members of the Godhead, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, Father says something, Jesus said, even as he says unto me, so I speak. Holy Spirit said, I'm going to bring to your remembrance what Jesus said. Well, what did Jesus say? He said what the Father said. So nothing but the Word is being spoken unto us by Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Look at John 16. John 16 and 13 says, howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. Holy Spirit's not saying what you feel like saying. He's saying what he hears. Jesus is not saying what he feels like saying. He's saying what the Father has said unto him. So then why do we think we can go around saying whatever we feel like saying? Now, we have just talked about that the Holy Spirit, which is God, Jesus, God, God the Father, amen. God is three persons, right? Father, Son, Holy Spirit. And Jesus says, I speak what the Father says. Holy Spirit says, I speak whatever Jesus said unto you. Mm-hmm. They're all speaking the same things. Ephesians chapter 1, turn there with me. Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 1. Ephesians 5, verse number 1. It's a simple verse. I'm going to read it in the King James Version first, and then we'll go over to the Amplified. King James Version says, be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. The Amplified says, be imitators of God. Copy him and follow his example as well-beloved children imitate their father. Well, we just seen the second and third persons of the Godhead say, I only speak what God the Father says. What should we do? We should imitate God, copy and follow his example.
Yes.
So if Jesus only speaks what he hears the Father say, what should we speak?
What the Father says.
Only what we hear the Father saying.
Right.
Speak the word only. Right? Speak the word only. The Holy Spirit only speaks what Jesus says. He's speaking the word only. And we should imitate God as dear children. What should we do? Speak the word only. Yet we just saw in James chapter 3 where James said that we speak blessings and cursings from the same mouth. That means we don't speak the word only. Right?
Yeah.
He said blessings and cursing. Right? Salt water and fresh water. He said with the same mouth we bless God And with the same mouth, we curse man who's made in the image of God. He said, we speak blessing and cursing out of the same mouth. And then he said this. He said, my brethren, these things ought not to be so. We should not be speaking both blessing and cursing out of the same mouth. Right? But what did he say? He said, the tongue is unruly. He said, it's a fire. He said, no man can contain or control the tongue. It's a destructive force if it's out of control. Amen. How many people can testify to that?
Amen.
That there's been some things in your own life that have been destroyed by a tongue out of control. You know how many relationships have been destroyed because someone's tongue was out of control?
Jesus.
There's somebody who's jobless today because their tongue got out of control.
Wow.
Why do you look like that? You just reminded me of something. I tell on myself all the time, right?
Right.
You don't mind, I tell a little story about my lovely daughter, Brandy.
Uh-oh.
I remember she was looking for a job.
Uh-oh.
And she was, you know, and it was hard to find a job. And then you got the job, and she, first day! You remember that? I don't even know what she said, but the boss said something to her, and she said something back. And the job she had no more. But you know how many people are like that? There are people right now who are out of a job because they could not control their tongue. Amen. But the tongue is a destructive force if it's out of control. That's why we can't be cavalier with this thing of thinking, well, I can just, you know, when we were kids, you know, you could tell people, you know, you don't control my mouth.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
What were you saying? I can say whatever I want.
Right.
No, you can't.
Right. Wow.
Not without consequences.
Right.
And that's what God is trying to guard us against. Speak the word only. Don't let your tongue be out of control. Why? Because it's a destructive force. Now, some people say, wait a minute. I can speak my mind. Be careful about speaking your mind. I'm saved. Yeah, you're saved. Your soul is saved. Your spirit has been reborn. But your flesh hasn't. So watch this. Sometimes you may speak your mind from your spirit. Or you may speak your mind from your flesh.
Right. Yep.
How many of you know that our mind has not been totally renewed?
Amen.
That's why we keep coming to the Word.
Right?
Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. It's an ongoing process. Our minds aren't totally renewed. So when you speak your mind, are you speaking it out of that renewed part?
Wow.
Or out of the part that has yet to be renewed?
Wow.
But me, I can speak my mind. Well, which part?
Jesus.
You understand? We got to be, we have to be careful.
Amen.
Right? We have to be careful. Because see, when we speak out of an uncontrolled, if our mouth is uncontrolled, our tongue is uncontrolled, as James says here, we're going to speak blessings and curses.
Amen.
An uncontrolled mouth does that. But a God-controlled mouth will speak only blessings.
Amen.
A God-controlled mouth will speak only life. Man, James says here, right, is that man can tame all these animals, right? All the animals on land, on sea, right? Man can do a great job with taming those things. But the human tongue, he says in verse 8, can be tamed by no man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean our tongue can't be tamed. It just means you and I can't do it.
Right.
Yes.
But God can.
Yes, he can.
Right? And that's why we have to submit unto God and say unto the Lord, I want to speak the word only. Tame my tongue. I've tried, like you have, in times past, to control what I say by willpower. You ever tried that? I'm not going to say that anymore. If he says something to me, I'm not even going to respond.
Right.
We said that. Going into a situation or whatever. Oh, how many people can testify? That didn't work too well most of the time. We can't control our tongues.
Nope.
And see, here's the thing. That may come to someone as a relief, or that may come to someone as something that they should reject. Mm-hmm. Because if you like to believe you have self-control, then you're going to have a problem with this.
Yep.
Self-control. The only way that we have any chance at controlling what we do or say or think, we have to be submitted unto the Spirit of God.
Amen.
And even then, we have to obey what the Spirit says to us.
Yeah.
But if we try to rely on our own strength, we're going to fail time and time and time again. But if we would submit unto God, remember that's that being under authority thing. If we would put ourselves under His authority, we're going to get better at speaking the word only.
Yes.
Speaking life over situations. Amen.
Amen.
In Romans chapter 4, in talking about God, Paul said that God is a God who calls things that be not as though they were. Right? And we as people, you ever hear people telling that I'm a person that tells it like it is? I'm not. Do you understand what I'm saying? See, I don't want to tell it like it is, because see, there's going to be some times when, you know what it is? It is, I ain't got no money. That's what it is.
Right.
But I don't want to tell it like it is.
Right. Right.
I want to call what is not as though it were.
Right.
Look how much money's in this checkbook. And somebody look at it and go, you got 15 cents. No, I'm not calling it like it is.
Right.
I'm calling things as be not
right, as
though they were.
Amen.
That's what we have to do, you know.
That's right.
That's what we have to do. So don't stop for a minute at stuff the way things. We talked about last week, right? The things we see are what? Temporary. So we operating in the Spirit, we're going to speak life to those things. But know how we do it? By speaking the word only. We're not trying to trick anybody, but if your thing is that you only have 15 cents, you still say, all my needs are supplied according to the riches in glory.
Amen.
And you might need $1,500.
Right.
Jesus.
You understand? But you still say, all my needs are supplied according to His riches in glory. You don't worry about what is. You call what is not as though it is.
Wow.
And if your bank account is not full, you call it full.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Why? Because my cup runneth over. Where you get that from? Mm-hmm.
The word.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Speak the word only.
Right.
I don't have enough. I can't afford that.
Wow.
No. Speak the word only. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Last week we were looking, amen, we were talking about God's word, the power of God's word. When we speak the word only. Why? Because God's word, we saw last week, amen, in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. I just mentioned these now, amen. We went over them last week. But it says that all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. The word of God, the scripture, the word of God is profitable.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the word of God profits us. It makes us better. And then Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12 says that the word of God is quick and powerful. So the word of God is alive, it's powerful, it's profitable. We also took a look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13, where it says that the word of God also effectively works in you who believe.
Yes.
So if we believe the word of God, that word is effectively going to work in our lives. Yes. So this is why we want to speak the word only. It's profitable. It's powerful. It's alive. This word is alive.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
But it's also effectively at work in us.
Yes.
And then lastly, we saw Job chapter 6, verse 25. He said, how forcible are right words.
Yes.
Right? And God's words are right. And they have a force of righteousness behind them. They have a force of life behind them. So when we speak God's word, we're speaking power, y'all.
Yes.
We're speaking words that are alive. We're speaking words that have a force behind them. We're speaking words that effectively go to work in every area of our lives.
Yes.
We're speaking words that are profitable.
Yes.
Don't you want those things in your life?
Yes. Yes.
Don't you want to profit and be better off?
Right.
Don't you want to walk in power, right?
Yes.
And things working? Amen?
Yes.
And we have that ability with the words that we speak. Now, turn with me to Hebrews chapter 11. We want to see one other thing there about the word of God. Now, we know Hebrews 11 and 1 is, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Verse 2 says, for by it the elders obtained a good report. We want to focus on verse 3 this morning. For there it says, through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. The Amplified says, so that what we see was not made out of things which are visible.
Wow.
See, the worlds were framed by the word of God. Amplified says they were framed, fashioned, put in order, and equipped for their intended purpose by the word of God. So do you know the word of God creates, is a creative force. It created and framed and put in place the worlds. So when we speak the word of God, we speak something that's profitable and powerful and alive, that's effectively working, that's forcible, but also something that's creative. I can create my world by the words of my mouth. Come on, somebody.
Yes.
You can create your own world. When I say your world, you know what I'm saying? Your life. Those things in your life. Your family life, your business life, your personal life, your financial life, your health. And then you can create by the words of your mouth. Why? Because that we imitate God and we speak the word only. That powerful word, that living word, that word that goes to work,
Jesus,
will start moving things around.
Yes,
Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
And the things that are seen are not going to be made by things which do appear. Because you're just going to be speaking the word of God. And what Jesus said, the words I speak are spirit and life. Speak the word only. Amen. Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 1. As we do that, I just want to remind you that last week we saw in Isaiah chapter 55 where God said that his word will not return unto him void.
Yeah.
Right? He said, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. You know, when this is how everyone has it. I receive, we all got to receive from God, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have to receive from Him. When I read a word, when I hear a word preached, when I hear a word taught, when I hear someone up here giving a reflection, they talk about the word, when someone shared the word with me in conversation, I believe God sent the word.
Mm-hmm.
And if He sent it to me, He said the thing will prosper in the thing whereto he sent it.
Jesus.
Right?
Yeah.
So any word that comes to me, God intended for it to prosper.
Yeah.
Do you believe that? God's word is sent to you to prosper you. I know the plans I have toward you, says the Lord, plans to prosper you and not harm you, to give you hope in the future. God doesn't want to take anything from you. God wants to prosper you.
Yeah.
He wants you to profit. He wants you to be stronger. He wants to increase you. Why? So you can build a better bond? No, we know better. So that we can be a blessing in earth.
Right.
It's part of the Abrahamic covenant. I shall bless you and you shall be a blessing. I don't know about you. I want that part of my life. I want to be a blessing.
Amen.
You want to be a blessing?
Yes. Amen.
How many people here want to be a blessing?
Amen.
I want to be a blessing.
Because
see, here's the thing. You can't bless someone if you are not blessed.
Right.
Amen.
But if I'm a blessing to other people, that must mean
I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
Amen.
Some folks don't want to bless anybody.
Jesus.
They don't want to give anybody anything.
Mm-hmm.
You want to hold on to what you have. But God can't put anything inside a clenched fist.
No, he cannot.
It's only the open hand.
Right.
My wife come home and tell me all these stories all the time. Who she saw in the park on her. Had to give him some money. Somebody sent her an email.
Amen.
But how many of that's a good thing, though?
Amen.
Amen. Because God is faithful. God said, listen, if you look at it, oh, glory to God. In Isaiah chapter 58, when it's talking about the true way to fast, God said, take care of those who are in need in front of you. Don't turn away your family members. Don't turn away people who are in need. He said, you'll go forth. He said, I'll be your rear guard. See, so many of us, we want to cover our backs.
Yeah.
That's God's job.
Jesus.
Do you understand?
Amen.
It's God's job to cover your back. But when we want to hold on to him, and well, I got to do something, you're trying to cover your back. I'm not saying that you should be frivolous with your money and not be a faithful steward. But understand, it's God's job to cover your back. Why do you think the armor of God has nothing in the back? You got a breastplate of righteousness, you got a shield of faith, you got a sword of the spirit, you got a helmet of salvation, you got to gird your loins with truth. Feet, child, the preparation of gospel to be. He ain't talking about anything that's on your back.
That's right.
Your back is exposed.
Right.
That's right. He's got your back.
Because God has your back.
Amen.
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 Jesus.
Wow.
What's up,
man?
God has our back.
Amen.
Stop worrying about it. How am I going to get through the week? Listen, I've said that before. Don't worry. You understand what I mean?
Amen.
How am I going to get through the week?
Praise God.
With God.
With God.
And when you release your faith for God and say, God, I know you got my back.
Mm.
Right? And you put that last $10 in the plate, or you give somebody your last $10 or your last $100, and I don't know how I'm going to make these bills. I'm telling you, God is faithful. But you got to put yourself in a position to understand that that's out of his faithfulness.
Right.
Oh, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
God is faithful. God, somebody needs to say, God has my back.
God has my back.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. God has my back.
God
has my
back. Glory to God.
Amen.
So God says in Isaiah 55, I know we're going to talk about Jeremiah in a minute. He said, my word shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please and profit the thing whereto I sent it. And we said last week, when we speak the word only, we're returning the word of God back to him.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And he said, that word is not going to be unfulfilled.
That's right.
It's going to accomplish things, and it's going to prosper and bring about things that my word is saying. So if you're speaking healing, you're going to get it. You're speaking financial provision, protection, soundness of mind, right?
Mm-hmm.
All the promises of God. He said, that thing's not going to be void.
That's right.
That's why the enemy wants us not to say anything. But when we repeat the word of God back into his hearing, he goes, okay, I'm going to do that. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yes.
And my word's not going to be void. Now look at Jeremiah chapter 1, verse number 12. It says, then said the Lord unto me, thou hast well seen. This is when he called Jeremiah to go preach it. Amen. Mm-hmm. Jeremiah said, I'm nothing but a boy. God said, don't say you're a boy anymore. Amen. He said to Jeremiah, verse 12, then said the Lord unto me, thou hast well seen, for I will hasten my word to perform. I will hasten my word to perform. The Amplified Version says, you have seen well, for I am alert and active, watching over my word to perform. God says, I watch over my word to perform. The New King James Version says that I am ready to perform my word.
Yeah.
But what, I like what God said, I'm watching over my word. And in my spirit, I get a picture of God sitting down on his throne in heaven, looking down on the earth and seeing who's speaking his word.
Wow.
Come on, son. I'm ready to perform my word. I'm watching over my word to perform it. And you know what? I want him to see me way down there speaking the word only. Because he's going to be like this. That's me. Everywhere somebody's speaking his word, God said, I'm watching over and I'm ready to perform it.
Wow.
So when we speak the word of God, God's ready to perform that word in our life. More and more, we understand why the devil is trying to keep our mouth shut.
Yeah.
Trying to keep us kind of shy about confessing the word over our life. Well, man, I'm coming back. Don't say that. The devil is a liar.
Yes, he is.
When God says, my word is not going to return unto me, boy, and when God says, I'm ready to perform my word, and I'm watching this, I'm watching over it so I can perform it, you know what you and I could be saying? Boy, I'm going to be speaking more word out of my mouth than I ever have been speaking in my life.
Right.
Wow.
Amen.
Yeah.
Because God is ready to perform this word.
Amen.
Speak the word only. That's why, listen, stop. Forget all the other stuff. Just speak it by faith. Mm-hmm. Speak it by faith. In the middle of the, listen, you may be in the middle of the flood. Amen. You speak it by faith. Take the faith challenge, amen? Believe God when there's no reason for you to do so. You know what I mean? In the natural.
Mm-hmm.
And just keep speaking that word. God said, I'm going to perform it. Amen. Last thing we want to talk about today, amen, is and we touched on a little bit last week, and that is avoiding that careless speaking. Because remember what James said, blessing and cursing is coming out of the same mouth. We say the word of God on the one hand, and then on the next hand, we say what the world says.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we say God does supply all my needs on the one hand, and then on the next hand, you say the economy's in a recession.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you care. I don't care about the economy. Mm-hmm. I don't care about the stock market. You understand what I mean? When I say I don't care, I know I live here, but I know that God can bless me despite of the economy.
Mm-hmm.
And despite of the stock market and all the other stuff. On the one hand, we confess our healing, and then right around, we turn around and we confess our sickness.
Mm-hmm.
On the one hand, we confess that our children are great.
Mm-hmm.
On the next hand, we're talking.
Right?
Jesus.
Wow.
We're saying some unflattering things.
Right.
Right? Blessing and cursing coming out of the same mouth. We got to be careful. Amen. Remember we saw last week that a man is snared by the words of his mouth? And Jesus said by every idle word, we're going to be condemned.
Yeah.
Amen. So we got to be careful of just saying things. One of the things that I know over the years, I've heard from people, they say things like, I didn't mean it.
Yeah.
They said stuff that go, I didn't mean it. Why are you getting all over me? I didn't mean it. Well, you might not have meant it, but you said it.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
How many of you know unintended words can have unintended consequences?
Mm-hmm.
Just Just because you didn't mean it doesn't mean the consequences are not going to come.
Yeah.
So we got to be careful. We don't want to say idle words. Let's turn to the book of Proverbs and get some wisdom there, and then we'll leave. I'm going to speak the word only, amen. Even as the Father said unto me, so I speak. That's good right there, amen. If we leave here with nothing else, we can leave here with that. We'd be in good shape.
Amen.
Even as the Father said unto me, so I speak.
Amen.
You know what that means? I'm only going to say what God says.
Mm-hmm.
We're in Proverbs chapter 3. 13. Verse 3. 13, verse 3. He that keepeth his mouth keepeth his life.
Wow.
Let's just stop there for a second. He that keepeth his mouth keepeth his life. Huh? It's the word of God, amen?
Amen.
This is what God is saying unto us. The NIV says, those who guard their lips preserve their lives.
Wow.
But it continues. But he that opens wide his lips shall have destruction.
Mm-hmm.
Again, the NIV says, but those who speak rashly will come to ruin.
Mm-hmm.
That means someone who just runs off at the mouth.
Jesus.
We've all known people who just run off at the mouth.
Yeah. Amen.
I remember being around, you know, some of my friends when I was small, maybe like Christian's age, you know, 8, 9, 10 years old. And, you know, you had some friends that were just mouthy. There's always somebody. They've got a lot of mouth. And I remember being around some adults, and they looked at, they'd hear that mouthy kid just mouthing off. They said, he's headed for nothing but trouble.
Yeah. Yep.
They could tell.
Right.
They could tell. Why? Because he talks too much.
Right.
When you just run off at the mouth, saying what you feel like saying, speaking your mind. It said that person is going to come to ruin if they don't control what they're saying. But on the other hand, if you can keep your mouth, you can keep your life. If you can guard your mouth, you can preserve your life. Amen. Amen. Let's look somewhere else. Let's look at Proverbs chapter 10, verse 19. I like this scripture, Proverbs chapter 10, verse 19. It says, in the multitude of words, again, talking about somebody who talks too much. In the multitude of words, they are wanted not sin. Wanted means lack. So lacking not means there's no lack of sin. Amen? In the multitude of words, sin is not lacking. Now, we've got to be careful how much we're saying, amen? But look what this says. But he that refrains his lips is wise. He that can restrain his mouth is wise. Don't you know, we got to restrain what we're saying. That's why we just can't say what comes to mind. Because that thing might be coming from your unsanctified mind. That part of your mind is not quite sanctified yet. It may be coming out of your flesh. It may be coming out of your fears. It may be coming out of your doubts and unbelief. Be careful before you just give word to it.
Amen.
If we can restrain our lips, that's wisdom right there. People who can keep a guard over their mouth, that's wisdom right there. Amen?
Amen.
Staying in Proverbs, let's go to Proverbs 21. Turn with me there to Proverbs 21. And this is more the same what we saw in Proverbs 13, verse 2. Proverbs 13, verse 2 says again, verse 3, if we guard our lips, we'll guard our lives. Look at Proverbs 21, verse 23. Whoso keeps his mouth and his tongue, that means whoever can control his mouth and his tongue, keeps his soul from troubles. so important, amen. And what we're saying, and being mindful of what we're saying, it can make a difference in whether we have a life of trouble or a life of blessing. We got to be careful of what we say. Now, we were in Proverbs 13. Did we look at verse 2 while we were there? Proverbs 13, verse 2. When we go back there, I like this because it says, a man shall eat good by the fruit of his mouth. We'll eat good. What does that mean? We eat good. That means that our lives will be good.
Right.
Right? By the fruit of our mouth. So see, you see here then that if we speak the right thing, right? Death and life, power and tongue. If we speak the right things, we'll eat good by the words of our mouth. And right above that, for some of you in Proverbs 12 and 14, it says, a man shall be satisfied with good by the fruit of his mouth. Mm-hmm. A man shall be satisfied with good by the fruit of my mouth. So I'm going to eat good. Come on, somebody. If I speak the right thing, God says to me, I'm going to eat good.
Right.
Amen.
He said, I'm going to be satisfied with good. And then for good measure, in Proverbs 15 and 23, it says that I will have joy by the answer of my mouth. So I can have a good life, an enjoyable life. I can eat good. I can be satisfied by what? If I will be careful of what I'm saying.
Yes.
We're going to speak the word only, y'all.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. I'm not saying you should go looking for problems, but go look for a problem. No, so you can start practicing. Right? So you can start practicing. Speak the word only over your car. Over your house. Over your job assignment that you got coming up tomorrow. Let's just get in the habit of just speaking the word. Right? You're about to do something and you've never done it before, just say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Just say that. Because see, here's the thing. Some people say, I know that already. It's not about what you know. It's about what you are saying.
Wow.
Jesus never said that we will have whatsoever we know. Right? He said, you shall have whatsoever
you say.
If you're saying it out of a believing heart. So don't just know it. Don't be satisfied that you know that scripture or that you're thinking that scripture at the time. Say it out your mouth. Amen?
Amen.
I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I'm about to do something I've never done before. I can do it. Right. So I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You're about to do something, you feel alone, you say, God, I'm so thankful that you never leave me nor forsake me. You're right here with me.
Man, that's going to energize and give you power.
Speak the word only, amen? Speak the word only. Last thing we're going to look at is this. It's in Psalm. We're going to look at King David in Psalm 141. He says something that's going to be helpful to us as we endeavor to speak the word only. Because we're reminded of what James said. No man can tame the tongue. So let us not make the mistake of going back and saying, I'm just going to take control over what I'm saying right now. Don't do that. That won't work, but for so long. It'll work for about 2 or 3 minutes until somebody makes you mad. Now you should come up with all kinds of tricks to try to control things. Anybody try the old count to 10 trick? Yeah, the breathe trick. Those things don't work.
No.
Amen? Not for long, they don't. But here's something that does work. We're talking about the Word of God. It works. Let's look at Psalm 141. This is David, verse number 3. He says there, set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth.
Amen.
Keep the door of my lips.
Amen.
Amen. That's what we need. Amen. Right? That's got to be our prayer. Set a watch or set a guard before my mouth.
Amen.
And just picture that, amen, a heavenly guard standing at your mouth. Amen? Making sure so foolishness don't come out.
Yeah.
Amen? That's what we all need. Lord, set a guard at my mouth. Keep watch at the door of my lips. Why? Because I don't want to say things that are going to harm me or harm other people. I want to speak the word only. Even as the Father says unto me, so I speak. That's what I want to do. Amen? How many want to do that?
Amen.
And if we would do that, and we just set ourselves and say, this is how I want to live, Lord. I can't do it by myself. Set a guard over my mouth. Amen. Keep watch at the door of my lips.
Yes.
Help me. My heart's desire is to speak the word only. But I need your help.
Amen.
God's going to help us. And we're going to get better and better and better at this thing. And then we're going to be speaking words of power and words of life. Huh? All the things that we're talking about. The words that can create things.
Yeah.
The words that can turn things that be not and turn them into what we want them to be.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, somebody. This is what, because that's how we're made.
Right.
But let's not squander the power, amen, by just spouting off at the mouth.
That's right.
Amen. We're going to speak the word only. And we're going to get started, amen. I know we started last week. But, you know, we're going to get even better this week, right?
Amen.
We're going to be even more focused this week, right?
Yeah.
Amen. We're going to be focused on this. Why? Because we have that ability. And God has given it unto us. Amen. We're going to be imitators of God as dear children. He speaks the word. Jesus spoke the word. The Holy Spirit speaks the word. Guess what I'm speaking? I'm speaking the word. Ain't that hard, amen? To put that part together. Doing it requires God's help, but we just see as King David said, Lord, set a guard, set a watch over my mouth. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Help me to not speak foolishness, but to speak the word only. Amen. I'll speak the word only, my children shall be healed.
Amen.
I'll speak the word only, my business will prosper.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I speak the word only. Amen. My household will be filled with peace.
Amen. Amen.
I speak the word only. I'll have what I'm speaking.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Let's pray together. Amen. Glory to God. Father, we thank you. And we praise you for your most holy words. And Father, we thank you, God, for just coming unto us and speaking unto us how we should operate in this earth.
Yes,
you said, God, that blessings and cursings come out of the same mouth.
Yes.
Father, we all have to admit that we are guilty as charged.
Yes.
That we have allowed blessings and we have allowed cursings to come out of our mouths. Father, we ask you to forgive us, O God, of all those times when we have carelessly spoken.
Yes.
When we have spoken out of a hurtful heart or spoken, O God, out of a mindless rage, O God. And Father, we are grateful that through your mercy and grace, we have yet another opportunity to get it right.
Yes, God.
So Father, we're coming now, God, with the desire, as Jesus spoke, and he said, even as my Father says, so I speak.
Yes.
And Father, that's what we desire to do, to say only what you say,
yes,
that we may have your word come to pass in our lives. God, we thank you that you watch over your word to perform it. Father, let that word be found emanating from our mouths.
Yeah.
That God, that you can release your power and bring the promise that we have spoken to pass in our lives.
Yeah.
Father God, we ask you to set that guard over our mouth. Keep us from speaking foolish things.
Yeah.
And Father God, we are thankful that as we go forward in faith, we shall get better day by day, week by week, month by month, and year by year of speaking your word only. And when we speak the word of God, the promises of God shall be made real in our lives. We believe that by faith, and we thank you for it. And we give you all praise, God, for setting us on a course of prosperity and good success as we speak your word out of our mouths. To you we give all praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God.